Log Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Network show. I am your host, Emmy Scott, and as always, I promise you another wonderful show. You know, folks, things are just constantly going on out here in the community, and, you know, oftentimes our kids miss out on opportunity to do things, and I've talked about this one time before, where you know, our children miss out on various opportunities to participate in sports based upon you know, just a lack of information. You know, kids miss out on the chances to fulfill their a lifetime dream just based on little simple things. But we also have that other group of kids. We also have that group of kids that don't stand out, have the potential, have the talent, but don't stand out, or no one sees that they have that talent until like the last minute. You know, those kids that we often may look at it as late bloomers. Those kids that we may often look at as kids that are unknown. And I like to refer to them, and our guest this evening also refers to them as sleepers. You know, kids that are, you know, sleepers that have been unviewed by the media and unviewed by the potential college coach, and just simply possibly, you know, could have missed out on a great opportunity. So this evening, that's what we're going to talk about, folks. We got a guest in here, and I want to let our guest tell you a little bit about himself and you know, things that he has been doing to, again, help, guide, aid, and assist, or should I say, help, assist, mentor. I'm getting myself all mixed up here, what I'm trying to say. In other words, helping our kids get through the process, you know. If you're guiding our kids, assisting our kids, mentoring our kids, and eventually elevating them or evaluating them, you know, or equipping them with the right tools to stay in the game, and you're doing what we should be doing, and we're doing the positive thing on a positive note. So with that note alone, I'm going to try to get in here to my switchboard, and if I can get in here to my switchboard, then I'm going to bring up our guest. But I'm sorry, you know, I can't bring up our guest without first trying to reach out to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and see if he can play his little piece for us today. My show wouldn't even be done the right way if I don't play this little piece that Keith did for us for called The College Experience. The College Experience. Let me see if I can get it to pull up. I don't know why it seems like from time to time, I can't get through a good, solid show without experiencing some technical difficulty of some sort. You would think that I just started doing these shows yesterday, and this is by no means the case. You know, we've been out here on the air since 2010 and have had done a number of shows. You know, I would say a number of shows with great success. So let's see if we can bring Keith in and let them play his little piece. Where you at, Keith? Well, I seem to be having some difficulty bringing Keith in for the show. Not sure exactly what the problem is. We're going to try this again. Let's see if we can get this going the right way. Before we're able to bring our guest in.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
You know, I like to brag about that young man. I'm talking about my man, Mr. Keith Wright. He said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. All right. Seems like we're up. We got a studio lit up here. We got a number of callers sitting and listening to our show this evening. We probably have a few more callers to call in. We out here on social media putting information out here for folks to know. Call into the Parents Coach and Parents Network. If you want to call in and join in on the show, folks, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'm going to say that number again. 917-889-8095. Well, folks, you know, I'm excited because I threw some stuff out there actually at the beginning of the show just to give you some little tidbits and just get you thinking a little bit. You know, what's happening with some of our kids? Why are some of our kids missing the mark? Why are some of our kids at the last minute rising to the occasion and showing everybody that, hey, I can be a star athlete, I can be a standout athlete just like the next guy? Well, folks, I'm going to bring in our guest, and I'm going to let him tell you where he's calling in from and a little bit about himself. And, you know, more importantly, I'm just going to let him go ahead and take the stage away because I think he has some valuable information to share with us about what he does. I'm talking about then nobody else than my man, the coach. And I call him coach like we all call each other the coach. But I'm talking about Mr. Rodney Tillman from Sleeper Recruits. Mr. Rodney Tillman from Sleeper Recruits. Coach, you out there?
All right. I'm out here. How you doing today?
Hey, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you joining us this evening.
Good. I appreciate you having me on.
Give us a little background, a little insight of who we're talking to this evening.
This is Rodney Tillman. I have an exposure service by the name of Sleeper Recruit. And Sleeper Recruit is usually an unrecognized athlete that don't have the proper exposure. We like to say, what are unrecognized, get recognized. And what we do, we help kids, you know, transition into college from high school or from the JUCO level. And I'm quite sure, you know, everyone got this, you know someone that's probably from their hometown and you know, you think they should have made it to the next level and you run a why. You know, there's many different reasons why kids do not make it. You know, it could be for lack of exposure. The grades cannot be up to par. Could be just difficult family life. You know, as for, you know, some may not even pass the SAT, ACT, making the NCAA requirement. But what we do, we help, we market, we promote. We guide those kids, the kids that have difficulties in family life. We do the mentoring part. You know, some just may need some extra training tips. We do that. We do SAT, ACT preps, and we shop kids to colleges. We expose. We really don't call ourselves recruiters, you know, because we feel like a recruiter is someone that can give you that opportunity. But what we do, we can, you know, we guarantee that we can give you that exposure so recruiters will see what you do. You know, so that's the gist of our company, Sleeper Recruit.
And I know you're doing it to the fullest, and I know you are putting out the best product that you can possibly come in contact with. You know, and when you talk about Sleeper Recruit, and you talk about helping those young folks, you know, get elevated, get that exposure, be seen, you know, why do some of those young folks miss that opportunity? What, you know, what really, what, break that term down. What defines a sleeper?
What defines a sleeper? It's just a person. You might have a kid on a team that just say for the answer, you got two quarterbacks on the team, both of them just as good. One of them don't get to play as much. You know, the ones on the bench could be better in different game situations. So what we do, we help develop those players, the ones that don't have enough film. We train them. We do training tips with them. It's just like we just expose them, you know, because it's a lot of kids that maybe sitting on the bench that, hey, the head coach may not have knowledge of what kind of talent he have on his sideline. So services like ours, what we do, we help those kids that don't get that proper exposure.
Okay. And when you mean by proper exposure, opportunity to be seen by college coaches or opportunity to be seen by, you know, someone out there that's going to give them a good report, such as some of these media analysts or, you know.
Yes,
some
as,
of these
as media analysts, recruiters, you know, just coaches or whatever, you know. But with the social media thing now, the media analysts is play a major large part in the college recruiting aspect.
Exactly. You know, when we're talking about these young folks, and you know, we know that there's a number of them out there, and they've been out there for years, and you know, we can only extend ourselves so far trying to reach out to all of them and draw them in to get to the point where, you know, they're gonna have a chance to maximize their opportunity. When we're talking about these young folks, you know, I look back, because we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network, we like to start our focus back at the middle school level. And just like you said, that young man that may be at some point in time, he may be the best quarterback on the field. But since he's the second string quarterback, because the number one quarterback that's hitting the field all the time is a more popular guy, you know, the guy that, you know, sad to say, in some cases, his dad may have grown up with the coach. Have you ever seen that situation before?
Exactly. That happens often, very often.
His dad grew up with the coach, and so the coach feels obligated to play this kid. But realistically, his number one talent is right there on the floor. Right there on the, you know, right there in front of our eyes, you know, that's the part that really gets me. And that part, you know, just like I said, looking at some of our middle school kids, what are some of the things that you would tell them to try to get that extra step, try to get that extra piece of exposure, try to get, you know, we got some things that we talk about to share with the kids at Parents Coach Parents Network. What are some of the things that you share with them other than making sure that they get that exposure? What else do you share with them?
Well, first, when we take on a kid, we deal with a kid. We tell them, you know, education is first step. You know, you got to be a student of the classroom. You know, you got to get your education before you can think about going to the next level on the field. So, you know, we want to train you to be that, have a good character, get your education, bring your grades up, and you speak for yourself. Let your work ethic speak for yourself in the classroom. And then you put it, the same work ethic that you can put in the classroom, if you can come out and put it on the field. You know, sometimes coaches, they really can't deny you, but it'd be certain situations where they do. So it's just, we just tell you, you got to keep working, especially at the elementary level. You know, don't worry about this. Keep working and do your best. And we encourage the parents to get more involved, you know, with the kids, you know, as far as, you know, finding special training, you know, getting into camps and combine, knowing how to compete on, you know, with different skilled athletes. because, you know, as far as the elementary school, you know, parents think that, you know, they don't need to do anymore but just send them to practice and go to the game on whatever night, Wednesday, Thursday night. But if you start these kids off with you know, get them training, get them techniques, learning drills and different things like that. So that's the main thing we try to teach, you know. Our whole thing, we try to teach the parents just as much as we teach the kids.
Okay, and that's an excellent concept, because the more that the parents learn, the more support that you're going to have at the end of the day when you're trying to make the moves, or when you're telling some young man that he needs to attend this particular combine, or he needs to attend this showcase, or he needs to go down to this evaluation camp or clinic or whatever. You know, by having enough parent support is definitely a huge plus, a huge plus.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, you know, I heard you say everything, and you've been, you know, been putting some real strong emphasis on things that you've done. How long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this actually about 10 years. We're just now taking it to a national level within the last 3 or 4 years. You know, we had one of our prior position, we had a kid that couldn't play his last year of high school ball, and you know, one of me and my guys, we worked with him, and he went through several steps. I had to go to junior college route, and he finally ended up in the NFL. So, you know, after we helped assist in that era, you know, we felt like we were ready to take this to a different level.
Okay, so you say you're now doing this thing here at a national level. That's huge.
Exactly.
That's huge.
Exactly.
That's phenomenal. So you've actually started reaching kids all across the country and making an impact with our young folks across the country as well?
Exactly, all across the country. You know, we just, you know, because if you got a kid out west, you know, it's kind of difficult for a school down south to see them and vice versa. So what we do, we want to be that bridge for the coaches. You know, look, if they come through our network, because we're trying to build a reputation there. If we got our hands over sleep recruit, that these guys are ready. You know, all our times are official, their grades are ready. And we just want to be that type of service to say, hey, if it comes to this guy, these sleeper recruit system, these kids are pretty much ready.
Okay. So you're talking about the time. So what are some of the things that you do at your particular events? Or do you have events? Do you host events yourself?
Yeah, we do on camps. We have combines. We do seminars. We have, like I said, we do the SAT prep, where we, you know, we get the kids in and we just give them tips of, you know, how to properly take certain tests and things like that. And we got, you know, we're reaching out with staff across the country now to where we're trying to, you know, go into schools and kids that's in our program to see if can we get their, like, GPA, their evaluation, see where they at and where they ranking at. And after the poll card, yeah, we want to check the poll card and make sure we got the right proper classes and they're taking the next right class for the next year. Because with the new NCAA rules, you know, it's actually the recruiting process starts in the ninth grade now. You know,
yeah,
you got
yeah.
to take those right classes. So, I mean, it's an education level, like I said, and I can't stress it enough. It's an education level for the parent. You know, you need to know what your child's taking, what are the requirements for them to take.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, and far too many times, our kids miss out on these opportunities just based upon not knowing, not having the information. And you're talking about that you not only – go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just agreeing with you. You're right.
You know, you're talking about not only sharing that information with you know, with the athletes, but also sharing that information and getting that information out there to the kids, well, to the parents as well, which is always a valuable tool, because at the end of the day, and we say it here on the Parents with the Parents Network, at the end of the day, when the parents are informed, again, you get all that support, you get everything behind you, you have everybody in your corner, everybody's here to support you and to make sure that not only you're going to get the best possible person, because they're going to make sure that person gets there on time, and at the same time, the athlete's going to get a better understanding, better feel. And what we really stress the point on, the athlete is now going to have a different respect
in a stronger bond with that parent, just based upon knowing that that parent is really and truly looking after his or her best interest. So you're doing a huge thing, Coach. You're doing a huge thing. You know, you've been out there for a number of years, and you've turned it into a national program, and we like that. What made you put this program together?
It's just, you know, as my first business, I used to be a barber, and I worked with a lot of kids, you know, that played sports, and they was, athletes. I mean, they was truly athletes. But a lot of them, we just come from an area we don't get a lot of exposure. Some of the kids, they didn't know the proper classes to take. You know, sometimes schools don't even tell the kids what they need to take. They just let them play football on Friday night or basketball. After the season over, they're done with them. So I was like, it's got to be a better way. So we start researching to see what it takes. You know, it's a very in-depth job, really. You know, and the parents, whether they go with a service like I got, any other service, they need to know to go with someone that can guide them properly through the process. Because I talked with one of the SEC coaches, and, you know, they told me that every parent think their kids got what it takes. You know, I mean, every parent think that. But truthfully, you know, parents and kids have to be, you know, be realistic with themselves. You know, that is why we come to certain services, you know, we evaluate kids. And you may think your kid may be ready for a Division I football, but he may be just a junior college or a Division III player, or vice versa. So we like to just cut the small talk out and get directly to the point and just keep motivating who need to be motivated.
And we definitely understand that without a doubt, because I've seen a number of kids and parents as well that, you know, they think that their child is a Division I athlete, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
They think that their child is a Division I athlete, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the two major revenue sports, whether or not I'm talking about basketball, whether or not I'm talking about football. They think that they have a Division I athlete. I'm looking at a point guard, every bit of 5'8", and he think he's going to be a point guard at a Division I program. I'm like, okay, this is what I want you to do. I put them in the system, and I tell them, okay, we're going to do a reality check here. We just going to dot a few I's and cross a few T's. And they're doing that at the end of the day, at the end of this conversation. Tell me if you still think you fit into this program. I go through and I look at about 5 or 6 different schools. And I say, okay, you're a point guard. I tell him, give me the name about 5 or 6 different schools. And this is a young man. Just not even talking to the parents. Parents standing back watching. And he gave me a list of names. You know, he may come out with Kentucky. He may come out with Duke, come out with Texas A&M. He may come out with Arizona. He may come out with Florida. He may come out with anything, you know, anything. So he threw these names out there. So I pull up the schools. I pull up the team roster. I said, okay, now find yourself on any one of these 5 rosters. And what I'm challenging him to do at that time, find somebody that's 5'8", weighing 165, find him on any one of these 5 rosters. These are the 5 schools you just told me that you're interested in. Find that individual. I don't know. I don't see him on here, but I could be a first. I said, okay. Go back and look at the same coach's track record as far as what he looks for in that position.
Exactly.
Point guard. If you notice, all his point guards have been at least 6'1 and above, or 6'2 and above, 6'4 and above. You ain't
exactly
seen him come off that track and go after a 5'8" point guard. And I have done that with young men playing football. I said, okay, I'm a tight end, and I'm number one in the state. I said, okay, you 5'10", or you know, you every bit of 5'11", claiming that you 6'1". Okay, now again, I need you to pull up the team roster. We're gonna look at that team roster, and I need you to find yourself on this team roster. And here we go again. Now we're looking at some schools you know, you're looking at their tight ends or you're looking at their corners or whatever, them boys stand at least 6'3", 6'4", in some cases.
Exactly.
You know, they looking for pro-style type athletes. And he can't find himself. And, but I tell him, I say, that's no need to get frustrated. That's no need to sit back and say, well, you know, they're going to miss out on an opportunity or they don't know what they're talking about or I can make that team or so-and-so went there or whatever. Okay. I'm talking about the coach that's there today. I'm talking about the program that you're looking at now. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you add to that conversation, coach, that if you and I were standing there and we were trying to convince a young man that he needed to step up or he needed to do some things differently to make sure that that he's going to get the proper visibility?
I have to agree with everything you say. You just have to lay it out to the kid and to the parents to what the coach's previous recruits have been. And that's why the camps and the combine are so crucial in any sports to where you can go see the competition level. I mean, if you go to these football camps, college football camps, you see these guys, man, 6'3", 6'4", you know. And, you know, if you're coming up 5'8", 5'9", you know, you might have been the fastest one on your football team in high school, but you're looking at the best of the best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not to deny that you can play anywhere. You know, it could be a better situation. I tell a kid, if you can go to the Division II college and start versus possibly getting on the Division I roster, and sit the bench for 4 years, I mean, your chances is much better playing on the field.
Exactly.
So you got to be realistic. This, just 2 weeks ago, I was down at the Nike Peace Jam for the basketball players in Augusta, Georgia. You know, I'm 6'2",
okay.
And I was a midget there. You hear? You know,
okay.
These guys,
okay.
6'5", 6'6", had one kid 7'1", you know, and these was the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why the kids that play these sports need to go see what these athletes look like. You know, I was at the event and I talked to Stanford coach and I said, I asked him, so you got your eyes on anyone out here? He told me, I got my eyes on a lot of them. He said, but I got to see what the grades look like.
Exactly. Oh, there
you
go.
That's the first thing. He wants to get the grades. He said, they all of them play. I know they can play. He said, but their grades got to meet my standards.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
To the kids get that education into their head. You know, if you don't get the education, I don't care how good are you. You know, I don't care how good are you on Friday night. But you can't hit that classroom Monday through Friday. You're wasting your time.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true. Well, folks, we're talking to Coach Rodney Tillman. Are you the founder, Coach? You the founder of this program?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm the founder.
Founder of Sleeper. Sleeper Recruit, and the coach very clearly put it out there at the beginning of the show, just to let us know Sleeper Recruit is that young man that may not have had that first-hand visibility, that first-hand exposure. You know, he may be sitting on the bench waiting for somebody to come out or somebody to get injured before he get a chance to get out there and shine. In all actuality, he may be the best thing on that team, you know. But, you know, and in saying that, Coach, you know, something comes to mind in saying that piece there. You know, what are some of the things, and I'm not sure how you approach it. We look at it, you know, slightly different from a parent's perspective. But what are some of the things that you may say to a young man that you know he's discouraged because he know he's better than the kid that's out there that's getting majority of the playing time?
You know, sometimes it's a difficult situation, but it's all about, you know, we try to keep the kids motivated, keep them enthused, you know, keep them, because sometimes if you're that kid and you're that good and the coach, you don't get the exposure that you need, you can become a bad player if you don't keep your mind right. And that don't do but put you further behind. You still have to apply yourself. You have to practice hard. You have to, you know, be respectful to the coach still, because actually on the field, that coach, he's kind of in control. So we just tell the kids to stay motivated and just stick to the program, because if you're good enough, your time gonna come, and that's what services like us do. You know, we tell them, look, if your coach won't hit, we gonna do it all we can. We're gonna put you out there. We're gonna get you some training drills. We're gonna make you some tape. We're gonna expose you. But you still got to be coachable. You still got to be respectful. You still got to have that character. You still got to be disciplined. It's just, we just keep them motivated.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I found with a lot of kids, and going back and talking about, you know, the situation of a young man not getting playing time, or young man out there at the wrong time, or he thinks that he is that Division One athlete because, you know, he's the best thing in his state. You know, a lot of times I tell kids, I say, you know, the only difference between you as a 5'8 point guard compared to a 6'1 or 6'2 or 6'3 person playing that same position, only thing different is that person has a little bit more size. You know, and I throw this at him too. I said the only thing different between a Division III player and a Division I player is the majority of the Division I player are sizes that they look at geared towards moving up to the next level. Division III players could be the best thing out there on the field. You could have a Division III player that's running a 4-5 with his eyes closed, with no shoes on, you know, a 4-3, okay, but he may only be 5'2", 5'3".
Mm-hmm.
Now, had he was, you know, 5'11", 6'2", 6'3", oh, he'd definitely be in the Division I program. That's not to say to discourage them or to discriminate or whatever, because at the same time, those same young men, you know, that's 5'2", 5'3", 5'8", 5'9", they still have an opportunity to move on and do bigger and better things in life as well, you know.
They do. And there's so many schools out there to where you still, you know, there's a lot of schools out there that you, I mean, I didn't realize until we got involved. You, kids, if you got a, if you're athletic and can play, it's somewhere out there that you can play on the next level, whether it's junior college or community college. You, I mean, there's so many colleges where you can get some scholarship assistance through play ball and possibly, you know, further your education, you know, possibly sometime free or a certain, you know, discounted race or whatever. But it's so you can play somewhere. And I also tell the kids that don't get caught up in the hype of you going against the number one player in the country, number two, or, you know, don't get caught up in that. Because I'm going to tell you, about 2 years ago, we went down to IMG Academy and we took a busload of kids down there. We got down there and it was like 30-some guys that had like 12 or 13 offers. You know, we went down there with a bus of sleepers. Nobody had no offers or nothing. By the end of the camp, 10 or 12 of the guys that we took first place honor. So you don't get caught up in, I tell the kids, don't get caught up in the hype. Just do what you do. You know, mm-hmm. just be who you gonna be. Just be your best. Don't worry about the next man. You just do the best that you can do. And exactly. It'll speak for itself. Exactly. Let it speak for itself.
That's right. That's right. Folks, if you want to join in on the conversation or you have some questions for the coach or myself, give us a call at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Coach, we're going to step away for a second and take a quick break, throw some information out there for some of our listening audience, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents. Success Uncomplicated. The Real Coach Carter's 12 Steps to Success. Author, Coach Ken Carter. Introduction. As I finish writing this book, I'm preparing for the opening of the Coach Carter Impact Academy for young men and young women. The academy will facilitate the fundamental skills needed for these young men and women to succeed in life. The goal will be to furnish them with an innovative educational program geared toward increasing their self-esteem and encouraging responsible behavior. The Coach Carter Foundation will sponsor scholars to attend the academy. Through this process, these young men and women will gain life skills and academic enhancements that will build character, instill self-discipline, teach financial responsibility, and expose the scholars to real-life collegiate experiences. In the first year, the academy will accept young men and women. Our goal is to have 50 students in the first class. Obviously, I have big plans for Coach Carter Impact Academy in the future. My hope is that one day there will be many Coach Carter Impact Academies across this great land of ours. The Coach Carter Foundation will be the chief sponsor of the scholars for this endeavor. In order to commit myself fully to this new adventure in education, I'll be cutting back on my career as a renowned public inspirational speaker. My appearances are in demand all across the country, in which I speak to educational, faith-based civic groups, top executives, and employees at private businesses. No doubt my career as a public speaker is due in no small part to the movie from Paramount Pictures about my life story, Coach Carter, starring Samuel L. Jackson. The movie opened as the number one motion picture in the country, earning $25 million in its first weekend at the box office. It went on to earn over $70 million in ticket sales at theaters across the country, and that does not include sales to TV and DVD or money earned in foreign countries. By now, anyone who's seen the movie knows my life story. I was a successful, self-made businessman in Richmond, California, when I was offered the position of head basketball coach at Richmond High School, my alma mater. Although I had never coached basketball before, I had been a star player in high school and college and played professional basketball in Canada. More importantly, Richmond High's athletic director, Roy Rogers, who had been my high school coach, was aware of my character and the leadership skills I could bring to the boys' basketball program. I arrived at Richmond High during a dark time in the school's basketball history. Not only was the team losing most of its games, but also very few of the players were achieving the grades in the classroom necessary for them to go on to college. So I saw my job as the new basketball coach as encompassing more than merely winning games. It was my responsibility to instill in these young men a sense of their own self-worth and the discipline and study habits necessary for them to achieve success in the classroom as well as in life outside of the basketball gymnasium. By now, my story is famous, as told not only in the film, but also in countless newspapers, magazines, and TV talk shows across the nation. When I assumed my duties as head basketball coach at Richmond High School, I required each player to sign a contract, committing them to a standard of behavior and classroom comportment consistent with self-respect and respect for others.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, folks, we're back here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. We've been talking with Coach Rodney Tillman, the founder and originator, CEO of Sleeper Recruit. Sleeper Recruit is a program based out of South Carolina that has now gone national to help our young men come up out of that basement that they may have been sitting in and trying to move into the next level of play, being able to play at the next phase in their life, at the next level in their life, should I say. You know, oftentimes we have our child and he may be sitting on the bench behind, the person that we believe may not be as good as our child. And, you know, so therefore, in the end, and I know all of us as parents, that we think that our child is the best child out there on every team. And if you have that situation, then this may be a conversation that you really and truly want to listen to and chime in, join in on the conversation with us at some point in time. If you want to do that, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. But if you have that child, you know if that child is not getting that exposure. Again, oftentimes what you may want to do, get them involved in some of the things that the coach was just saying, some of the different camps and clinics and evaluations and combines and things of that nature. Some of the things that can give them that added exposure. And as a result, help them be seen by some of the scouts and some of the coaches that's out there. Let's go back to the coach and see if he's ready to join back in on the conversation. Coach, you out there? With us?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
We appreciate you, man. We definitely appreciate you staying up at late evening and hanging out with us here and just sharing some great insight here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Some of the things that, I like to hear, what are you doing? Some of the kids that you have had some connection to, just share some stuff as far as, I know you say you have a national program. So is there a real big difference between the kids that you interact with on the East Coast compared to some of the kids you may interact with in northeast corner of America or down in the Florida area or out west or whatever? Is there a big difference? And, getting that exposure or them being seen or way you have to help them go about doing what you do.
Well, I could say, just not the single, I could say kids out in the Florida area, I could tell you, Florida and Texas area, they are more, what I could say, sports-minded. They educated, they study the sport, they're more in tune. I mean, they start early, you know, and it's just like a, it's like a history with them. They just, you know, they start early, they get molded into it soon, and they know the all aspects as far as the coaching, the proper training. They try to eat healthy, they, you know, they live healthy. You know, the kids down south, a little lower, which is Florida down south, but in certain areas, to where they not in tune. But as far as the athletic ability, I think it's pretty even across the board. So it just, it depends on the individual.
That's great to hear. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because I was just on a live chat earlier this week with some folks from the Texas area, and they was talking about that culture, that mindset that they have and the kids have at an early stage in their life to say that, hey, I'm going to use this to get me to the next level. I'm going to use this to get my education. And realizing that piece and embodying and embracing that early on at a young age, wow, that just opens so many doors for them.
Right.
You know, and how could we sprinkle that dust, that fairy dust, around the country? I guess that's a, you know, that's a big million-dollar question. How could we sprinkle that same kind of fairy dust around the country so that more and more kids start to see it that way, more and more kids start to understand that?
It's just a mindset. Like I said, just if you can educate the parents, you know, to just get more involved and things like that, I think it could change. It'll take some time, but and it's catching on. It's catching on, and I tell you that, it's catching on, especially in South Carolina, our home base area. The kids, they're getting more enthused. They want to train all year long. They want, you know, they want to know how to eat. They want to, you know, what to do. They're trying to get the grades better. So we've seen great improvements for the kids that we personally touch one-on-one. That's, we, you know, we get involved with certain kids personally. But, you know, we've seen great improvement. Great improvement.
Now,
so it's just a mindset.
Okay. Now, I've just gathered little bits and pieces from various conversations I've had with different parents and different coaches and, you know, folks that's out there, you know, doing scouting analysis and things like that. And it seems as though the country has this, I don't know if it's even been broken down and mapped in this way, but it seems to be that you have a lot of, like, you'll find a lot of your running backs coming out of that Florida area. You'll find a lot of your, yeah, I may be way off. You find a lot of your defensive backs and those guys on that side of the ball normally coming out of your Mid-Atlantic area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the you know, North Carolina all the way up to, you know, like the Maryland time, you know, somewhere in that range. And then you have another group coming out of Texas. You have another group, you know, coming out of California. You know, it's strange how that whole geographical thing is broken up. And you
right.
find kids that are stronger in different areas. Are you seeing the same thing through your program?
Yeah, exactly. You see that, you know, like I said, going back to Florida again, most of your running backs are big-time receivers. They're coming out of Florida. You know, I was talking to a coach out of the, I think he's out of the Pahokee, the Beverly area, and I was like, man, how your kids down here get so fast? You know, he was saying, when they was younger, you know, we used to have them, they used to go catch rabbits. You know, so I thought that was funny. But, you know, the kids in Florida, they just, it's like they fast. They you know, they got that speed, and that's what they do. So I don't know. Yeah. We might need to get up some more rabbits and spread them all over the country to get everybody. So,
hey, that may be the ticket. But it's interesting how I don't know if anybody actually has put this on the map, but I've just noticed that as I'm talking to different people, they talk about different kids, and you know, then they want to ask, okay, well, what area is that child from? You know, that, and I like to refer to them as children and kids, and you know, and our kids and all that other kind of stuff, instead of referring to them as an athlete, a student athlete, because I like to bring it a little closer to home, you know, because I understand that at some point in time, that young man or young lady is someone's child. You know, we can take all the other labels and titles off them, but they are, at some point in time, someone else's child. It's just so funny how, you know, you can look at a map and see that, you know, you have so many kids out there that's, you know, that's out there just out of natural instinct, you know, have the ability to do the things that they do and are successful at that and have that, that given talent to, you know, be that fast person that we all looking at like, wow, really?
Right.
This young man here got some wheel, you know?
Exactly.
That's just phenomenal to me. Well, Coach, if somebody's interested in becoming part of your program, or, you know, what's some of the states that you're in, and how can, you know, folks reach out to you, or a website, or things of that nature? Just give us some information on that particular piece.
Okay, like I said, we turn no kid down. We evaluate each kid. You can go to our website at www.sleeperrecruit.com. We got a tab on them. You can register. You know, give us a little brief information about you, what sport you play, what position, your size, your weight, you know, how much you lift, your 40 time, if you know that, your vertical jump. And what we do, we get those information back in and we evaluate them. And then we send out another email to see would they be interested in our service, what we offer them. And we just let them know we offer them. You can also find us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook is at Sleeper Recruit. And we don't only do football. I'm just talking about football because it's about this football season now. You know, it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But we do all sports, from basketball. We even now, we just got another girl on our staff. We taking on cheerleading and band. So,
okay,
you know, it's
okay.
all sports. You know, so, we, you know, it's cheerleading, because, you know, they have cheerleading scholarship, band scholarship. So we just trying to cover it all.
And yeah, it's funny and it's very interesting that you mentioned band. And I say that because I know a young man that had a band scholarship a couple of years ago. And, you know, I watched him and I watched him over the years when he was in early high school stages. And I seen that my man has some real serious talent. But one thing about him, he was a big fella. You know, he was carrying some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got that band scholarship, I guess nobody really told him the rigors of getting out there and dealing with a college style HBCU at that, marching band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that just took a toll on him.
That's tough as a football.
Oh, yeah. And I asked him, you know, about a year later, I said, you know, you still in school? Yeah. I said, well, you still doing some stuff with the band? I decided to give that up, Coach. I said, why you give that up, man? That was your scholarship. That was your ticket in the door. He said, you know, I wasn't ready for the physical part, and it took a toll on me. I said, well, okay, get ready. You know, if you got to sit out a year and you know, sit out a year and tune up on your musical skills, and at the same time work on your cardio and your health, which you need to work on anyway, hey, get ready and get back out there and try it again. You know, don't sit back and let that defeat you based upon you not being in shape. You know, so he ended up throwing the scholarship situation out the way. But you know, that's a good point that you mentioned, Coach, about being ready just based upon, you know, the band. You know, the band offers scholarships, and the band is a physical scholarship. Like you just said, it is just as physical as football. And they put it on you. I know they put it on you, especially if you go to an HBCU. Now, if you go to one of the mother schools, you may be able to sit up in the stands and in the bleachers for a while and play your instrument. But if you go to HBCU, you know what it's all about. You know that there's going to be a halftime show
And you got to be able to get out there and put your best foot forward. You got to be able to step into it.
Right.
That's right. That's right. It ain't going to be pulling no punches, and the weather ain't going to be on your side. So
that's right.
It is what it is. Yep. Yep. Well, you know, Coach, we definitely appreciate you coming on and joining us this evening and just sharing the information and knowledge that you have, you know, and talking about, you know, what our kids need to do and, you know, just helping them identify the situation that they're in, because a lot of them are probably sitting back there frustrated saying that I'm not getting no looks and, you know, I ain't heard from nobody, or, you know, I can barely get in the game. And, you know, them knowing that there's always an option and there's still a way out of that, you know, making a way out of no way, as they like to seem to think that they're in a no-way situation or a no-win situation, but them knowing that, hey, I can still make it. You know, I can still make it is a blessing in disguise, man. And we truly appreciate what you're doing, and we know that you're going to be successful in your future endeavors. And again, we're going to bring you back to the show and make sure that you give us some updates as the season go on. And, you know, any kid that you know of out there that you just like to shout out because you know he did something worthwhile this week. If he got in for a few minutes and he was, you know, one of them kickers that get in for a few minutes, you know, they can be known as a sleeper recruit. And them boys, if they get a chance to get into the game, they do some things sometimes. You know,
they're a major part of the team, though. Major.
Exactly. And a lot of times folks overlook them because of the simple fact that, you know, they may not even need to get into the game because the game may be that type of lopsided game, or, you know, maybe a situation where they don't need to throw the kicker out there. He may just go out and get his new kickoffs, and that's about it. But, you know, when it comes down to punts and, you know, and field goals and whatever else, that's right, stretching out and getting that yardage, hey, you know, them boys do what they do as well. But let me give you a few minutes, Coach, to wrap us up with something. And, you know, just give us some, hey, what's your next project or some of the things that these kids need to do moving forward?
I just like to tell every kid that, you know, you need to go to the NCAA website and see what your requirements for becoming a college athlete. You know, study those, and, you know, school starting back, you just hit those books, you know, and get your mind right and realize, I tell the guys I do used to do mentoring, you know, I tell guys, you're not going to be 15 or 16 all your life. One day you're going to get my age, and you're going to look back when you were 15 or 16, you're going to realize the decision that you made. It can be good, it can be bad, but whatever it is, you made it.
Mm-hmm.
So make the right decision. I mean, we all mess up, grown, young, whatever. We make mistakes, but you got to get up. You got to keep pushing in the right direction. So that's that's what I'm just trying to tell you. You know, all the kids, just push in the right direction. Just keep your mind right, and when you get on that field, you solidify your name. And who knows, if your dream of going to the next level or whatever, or being that businessman, you possibly can be a team owner. You don't have to be a player; you can own a team. So whatever you do, you just do the best that you do.
Exactly. And we definitely appreciate you, Coach, joining in on our conversation today and sharing that insight and that wisdom, that knowledge, you know, that so many of us young folks, so many of those young folks need to hear, as well as the parents that joined us this evening. We definitely thank you for joining in on the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're going to have you again because we know that you're going to bring some substance to the table.
That's right. We may come in your area and put on a combine, put on the showcase one week, and we get with you about that.
Hey, ain't nothing but a chicken on the string, brother. You know,
come on up.
I can pair you with some folks that's doing some things, and we keep on moving from there. You know, that's just what it's all about. Because there's more than enough kids out here. There's kids out here that need to be scene, that needs some different exposure, that needs some different, another set of coaches coming in from somewhere else and giving them some different looks, you know.
Right.
And we appreciate you. All right, Coach, we thank you again.
All right, thank you, man. All right, appreciate
you. Have a good evening.
All right. I'm going to keep on going here for another few more minutes, and then we're going to wind this thing down.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, we've been listening to Coach Rodney Tillman, Sleeper Recruits founder, CEO. And like the coach was just telling us, he's been doing some great things around the country. You know, started out with a home base down there in South Carolina, but since then has spread it out to do some things with some kids. And I know a few young men that I need to pair them up that's in that area, pair them up with that's in that area that, you know, that needs to get that exposure as well. Matter of fact, I got a nephew that, Coach, if you're still listening, I got a nephew that I need to, next time you have an event, I'm going to get him down there to you. I want you to give me a different, some different perspective on potential. And his potential simply to play at the next level being high school level, not the high school level, excuse me, college level. Keep your eyes and ears on the grind there, and I'm going to be getting one down to you. But, you know, like the coach was talking about, those young men that's been sitting back and haven't had opportunity to get on the field or get on the court, and all of a sudden they blossom out, and you realize that, hey, this kid is really good. You know, I've seen that firsthand. You know, I've seen that several times from several young men that, you know, somebody finally realized that that athlete's pretty good. Based upon he finally have an opportunity to get on the floor, get on the field, get on the court, you know, and then there it is. All doors open. The stage is his. Only thing he has to do is be able to take that stage and move forward. You know, don't get frustrated, parents. Don't get frustrated. And share this with your athletes as well. Don't get frustrated if you don't think that you're getting the right looks and nobody's coming to your school and knocking down the doors. Looking for your child or ringing your phone and blowing your phone up and all this other kind of stuff because you don't think that your child's getting the right visibility. Okay, like the coach was just saying, attend some of these different events. Attend some of the combines. Attend some of the showcases. Attend some of these events that's going to give you an opportunity for your child to be seen. That's what it's all about. Your child being seen. That's all it takes. You know, you don't have to go into a gym and there's 100 coaches lined up on the other side of the bleachers. Your child coming in and do a one-on-one game with himself just to prove a point. One coach, one offer, one scholarship, one institution. That's all it is. That's all it is. All it is. There wasn't enough coaches at that event. That event wasn't a good event because there wasn't enough coaches. Okay, again, it boils down to, at the end of the day, you can only accept one offer, one scholarship at one institution, and you probably were seen by one individual. That one individual could have been the janitor, just walking through, sweeping down the gym, or moving the trash can from one place to another, got on the phone and called and say, hey, nephew so-and-so, we got a young man up here that you may be interested in seeing. Never know. Never know. And you could be that one gets off the bench at the game, or you may get off the bench the last 2 or 3 minutes. But you're in the gym getting that grind on. You're in the gym putting that time in. You out there working on your 40 out there on the field on a Sunday morning, Saturday afternoon. You're working hard. You're putting it in. Folks, parents, support your children. As we say here on the Parents Culture Parents Network, we have to be their biggest advocate. Be an advocate. I put it out on my Twitter hashtag, be a advocate. You know, I know it's supposed to be an advocate. Be an advocate. But I put be a advocate. You have to be their biggest advocate. You have to be the person in their corner. You have to be the person that guides them, molds them, shapes them,
stretches your arms out, put your arms around them, all the things that you need to do in the times of the bitter or the sweet, in the times of the high and the low. If you're not there, who's going to be there? If you're not there, who will be there? Well, fans, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun, as always. Prayer to wind down here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. And as always, we like to hear each and every Sunday your thoughts, your views. We didn't have anybody want to chime in on the conversation. So on that note, we're going to wind this thing down.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, please take us out.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cool.